哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，在这个安息圣日，我们能够一同聚集在神的家中。
Thank God's grace that we can all congregate here together。
愿主耶稣按照他所应许的，将他的平安、福气以及丰富的恩典，常常伴随在我们每一天的生活里面。
May Jesus, according to His promise, give and allow His blessing to abide with us every day.
今天是我们的安息圣日。
Today is our Holy Sabbath day.
同时也是宗教教育一个学年新的开始。
It is also a new beginning for the RE program.
宗教教育在教会当中占着举足轻重的非常重要的地位。
The religious education.Plays a major role in church.
好的宗教教育保证了教会将来的发展。
A good religious education ensures the future.
有好的青年才能够看到教会兴旺的未来。
Because if there are good youth, then there is a prosperous future.
所以教会花了很多的资源、很大的人力跟时间，在栽培我们下一代的儿女。
So the church spends a lot of resources and time into.Growing the next generation.
所以我们今天就在早上来谈一谈圣经中的宗教教育。
So this morning, let us discuss the religious education from the Bible.
我们请翻到诗篇的第七十八篇。
Let's look at Psalm 78.
诗篇的第七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇的第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。我的民啊，你们要听，要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。第二节，我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语。第三，是我们所听见、所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。第四节，我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒。要将神的美德、能力，并他奇妙的作为，述说给后代听。第五节，
Five.
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。第六节，
Six.
是将要生的后代子孙。可以晓得他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。第七
Seven.
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。在这一段当中谈到圣经对宗教教育的概念。
This passage discussed the biblical concept of religious education.
很多时候我们觉得宗教教育就是给教会当中的小朋友他们所上的课程。
Oftentimes we feel like this religious education is just for little children.
所以我们如果问一问在座的大人啊，说哎，你有上宗教教育吗？你可能说没有没有啊，那是给我的小孩子在上的。
And if you ask an adult sitting here, have you had religious education? They will answer saying, no, that is for my child.
但是我们如果从七十八章的第一节啊，
But if you look at verse 1,
他说我的民啊，你们要留心听我的训诲。
It says, my people, incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
在这里神没有说我的小孩，我的青年，你们要上宗教教育啊。
It does not say, oh, my little children, my youth, you have to go to class.
他说我的民，我的百姓，属我的，就要上宗教教育。
It says, my people, to my law,
所以宗教教育是一个全人全民的教育。
So religious education is for all people.
是每一个信徒一辈子不断追求努力成长的目标。
It is the goal of every individual member who, and it should be their life goal.
所以我们不要觉得说这跟我没有什么关系。
Therefore, you cannot say this has nothing to do with me.
当一个信徒在属灵上面停止了成长。
When a member stops their continual pursuit.
当一个信徒没有不断的学习进步，
and when they stop progressing and learning,
当一个信徒缺乏了宗教教育，
when a believer lacks this religious education,
就是在信仰上不断的退步，离神越来越遥远。
That is when they begin to regress and become further from God.
所以谁需要宗教教育？
So who needs religious education?
如果你认同你是神的百姓，
If you believe that you are a believer of God,
如果我们坚持我们是神的儿女，
and if we persist that we are children of God,
作为神的民，你就要能够不断的学习，能够不断的听神的训诲。
As His people, we need to be able to continually learn and improve ourselves.
在这里告诉我们说，你们要留心听我的训诲。
Here it says that you have to incline your ear to the words of my
mouth. 所以在这里，它不是一个建议，也不是给我们作为一个参考。
It isn't just a recommendation or for reference.
神没有说啊，拜托你啊，请求你啊，希望你啊，建议你啊，学一学道理，学一学神的话。
He didn't say, please do this. I encourage you or suggest that you do this.
我们今天呢，很多时候都是用所谓的沟通拜托的方式在做事情。
Oftentimes in our communication today, we use this kind of ask and pleading.
你拜托你读书啊，拜托你用功啊，拜托你来聚会啊。
I beg you and please do this and please do your homework or come to church.
今天的教会啊，又温柔又善良，对大家又非常的客气啊。
Our church today is very polite and very gentle toward everybody.
所以啊，总是用鼓励的啦，拜托的啦，希望你能来聚会，希望我们在家里可以读圣经啊。
So we encourage and we hope that you come. We hope that you read the Bible.
讲台上面常常拜托请求大家能够有自己的灵修生活。
And from the pulpit, we ask and we hope that you will have a spiritual life at home.
这个是我们比较客气啦。
This is being polite.
但是在这里啊，神就不是这么客气啦。
But here, God is not so polite.
他说，我的民，你必须要，必须啊，命令啊。
Here it is a command that you must.
这在原来的语文里面是命令，是叫你一定要做的。
It is an imperative command here.
说啊，既然你是我的百姓，
Since you are my people,
你就有责任必须要去学习我的话语。
You have the responsibility to learn my word.
所以讲实话，今天一个基督徒来聚会是要求而不是请求。
So today when we come here, it is a request, not a request, but rather
是要求哦。
It is a requirement.
而不是拜托，不是请求啊。
It is not a request.
今天我们在家里需要有灵修的生活，不是参考，而是一个必须。
And it's not just for reference, but rather it is a requirement.
所以在这里特别提醒我们在座的每一位。
So it is a reminder for everybody.
说我们都是神的子民。
We are all children of God.
所以我们必须要听神的训诲。
So we must hear his word.
第二节这里告诉我们啊。
Verse 2.
他说，我要说出比喻，说出古时的谜语，是我所听见所知道的。在这里啊，继续告诉我们啊，说我们要跟人，我们要把这个信仰传承给我们的下一代。
Here it says that we have to actually pass on what we've learned to the next generation.
今天要把信仰传承，最重要的不是教会的宗教教育老师。
Passing this faith is not the responsibility of the religious education
teachers. 而是作为父母亲的我们的责任。
But rather it is the responsibility of the parents.
有时候啊，我会听到有些父母在讲啊。
Sometimes I will hear parents saying.
讲啊，就跟那些宗教教育的老师说啊，我的小孩不乖，因为你们没有教好啊。
They'll go to the RE teacher and say, my child is disobedient because you did not teach them properly.
胡说八道，你的小孩不乖是因为你没有好的榜样啊。
It's nonsense. They're not good because you have set a bad example.
很多时候我们把责任推就到宗教教育，推就到教会，推就到负责人的身上。
We often push that responsibility to the RE teachers or the council members.
讲来讲去，好像作为父母的我们一点责任都没有啊。
And we talk and talk around as if we have no responsibility.
今天宗教教育，教会的宗教教育，一个星期可能只有一两个小时。
But actually, they only spend about 1 hour a week here at religious education.
剩下的时间都是父母跟儿女的时间。
The rest of the time is allotted toward the parents.
所以我们如果按照比例原则，按照时间的分配来分配大家的责任。
So if you proportion the time you spend to the responsibilities.
啊，一个星期有七天，一天二十四个小时。
There are 24 hours and 7 days of the week.
他只有两个小时跟宗教教育的老师在一起。
There is a maximum of 2 hours that they spend with the RU teacher.
所以算一算谁的责任比较重。
So if you think about it, calculate it, whose responsibility is greater?
到最后神要算账的时候，他找的是谁？
At the end, when God takes an account, who will he look for?
我可以跟你保证啊，神绝对不是找宗教教育的老师啊。
I can assure you, he will not go looking for the RU teacher.
他绝对是找父母亲，跟父母亲算一算账啊。
He will definitely go and take an account from a parent.
因为儿女是神所赐给我们的产业。
Because children are the inheritance from God.
诗篇127篇告诉我们说，我们所怀的胎是神的赏赐啊。
And the children that we bear is a gift from God.
所以啊，既然是神所赐给你的，神就要向你追讨。
And so since he gave it to us, then he will also request from us.
所以神既然把责任托付给我们，最后就要跟我们算账。
And since he gave us this responsibility, he will demand an account.
所以在这里提醒我们啊，作为父母的责任在我们的身上。
So as parents, the responsibility lies on us.
所以我们必须要教导我们的儿女。
So we have to teach our children.
我们必须要给他留下美好的榜样。
We have to set a good example for them.
但是在这里说，我们要教导，必须要先听见，先知道，我们才能够告诉别人。
But in order to teach and to say, we must first have heard.
不是这样子吗？今天你想要教别人什么？
Isn't it so? Because today, if you want to teach somebody,
你必须要知道自己在讲什么啊。
You have to actually know what you're talking about.
你看学校的老师，
look at the teachers,
大学里的教授，
and the college professors.
他们如果想要教学生，他们本身必须要先知道自己在讲什么。
If they want to teach students, they actually have to know what they're talking about.
因为自己学过，因为有这样的知识，因为懂得自己真正有这样的了解。
Because they actually know and have subject matter expertise on the subject, they're able to teach it.
所以他们所教的、所讲的才是正确的，才能够跟真正帮助到学生。
So that what they say can actually be correct and actually help the students.
所以啊，作为父母亲的，作为宗教教育的老师。
So as parents and as our teachers.
我们要确定我们所讲的是我们所听见并且所知道的。
We have to be sure that what we say is what we have heard and
what we know. 这是一种责任，这是一种对自我的要求。
This is a responsibility that we have to ourselves.
你知道什么？
What do you know?
你听见什么？
What have you heard?
能决定你到底最后能够讲出什么来。
It will determine what you are able to say out loud.
在这里特别告诉我们说，这些是我们的祖宗所告诉我们的。
And it says that these which we have heard and known are what our fathers have told us.
所以信仰的传承是一代又一代的功夫。
So this passing the baton is from generation to generation.
因为你的上一代把信仰传给你了。
Because the first generation passes to the next.
使你知道要把这个信仰、这个见证传给你的下一代。
So that you knew to pass it on as well to the next generation.
但是如果在这当中有人没有学习。
But if there was a break in the line,
如果有人偷懒没有把它传下去。
And if somebody was lazy and didn't pass on the baton,
到最后这个信仰的传承就出现了断层，一个 gap。
At the end, there will be a gap in the line of succession.
我们今天为什么会在教会里面？
Why are we sitting here?
很多时候是因为我们的上一代带领我们来到信仰，来到教会。
Oftentimes, it's because our former generation brought us here.
但是你知道你的父母亲为什么来到教会吗？
But do you know why your parents came to church?
你知道你的父母亲为什么会信耶稣吗？
And do you know why they believed in Christ?
你知道他们在信仰的路程当中经历过什么样的神迹奇事见证吗？
And do you know what kind of testimonies and miracles they experienced and witnessed?
如果我们什么都不知道，
If we don't know anything,
请问我们要怎么样教导我们的儿女呢？
How can we teach our next generation?
如果有一天你的小孩告诉你啊，
If your child asks you,
你的小孩问你说啊，爸爸爸爸啊，我们啊为什么会在真耶稣教会里面？
Dad, why are we in True Jesus Church?
你说啊，因为啊，从小阿公就带我来教会啊。
And then you answer, because it's our grandpa that brought us to church.
你就小孩就问说啊，爸爸爸爸，那为什么阿公会来教会呢？
And then they say, why did grandpa bring us to church?
因为阿祖带他来教会啊。
Because great grandmother brought us to church.
那你要是小孩继续问说，那我们为什么 为什么会在真耶稣教会？阿宙为什么带我们来真耶稣教会呢？
And exactly why did great grandmother bring us to church?
有时候我问来问去啊，你都没有办法回答，为什么？因为你什么都不知道啊。
And asking around, you cannot find an answer because you actually don't know.
到最后啊，恼羞成怒还生气啊，问那么多干什么？
And then you get angry and you say, why are you asking so many questions?
自己不懂还不准人家问。
You don't know yourself and yet you do not allow others to ask.
你有没有想过，因为我们的懒惰？
Have you ever thought aboutit possibly being because we're lazy.
所以到最后神的见证就在我们家中消失了。
And so at the end, the testimony of Christ is lost on our generation.
很多时候啊，人只是一种习惯而已啊，人是一种习惯性的动物啊。
We are habitual creatures.
啊，做什么都是一种习惯啊，从小来教会，来到教会就成为一种习惯。
And coming to church has become our habit.
啊，但是啊，我们很少去问为什么。
But we rarely ask why.
啊，有一天啊，有一个妈妈在煮饭哦。
One time, a mom was cooking.
结果她的女儿就问她。
And her daughter asked.
她说：“妈妈，妈妈。”她说：“妈妈，妈妈，为什么我们每次啊要卤肉的时候啊，都把那个肉的一个角把它切掉啊？”
Why is it that whenever we braise meat, we cut off the legs?
结果啊，那个妈妈说：“我不知道，我从小看你阿妈就是这样啊。”
And she answered, "I'm not sure. It's because growing up, I always saw my mom do that."
因为啊，阿妈哈，每次啊煮肉的时候，都会把一个角切掉，说一个 corner 哈，不是一个 leg 啊，一个 corner 把它切掉哈。
I'm not sure, and it's not a leg, it's rather a corner of the meat.
所以啊，我不知道啊，阿嬷每次都这样子啊，你去问阿嬷好啦。
I don't know why we always cut off a corner of the meat. You should
ask grandma. 他就跑去问阿嬷，阿嬷，阿嬷，为什么你啊，煮肉的时候啊，都要把一个角把它切掉啊？
Grandma, how come whenever you braise meat, you always cut off a corner of the meat?
结果啊，那个阿嬷已经年纪很老了哦。
But grandma is already of old age.
想了很久啊，想起来啦。
She thought for a long time.
为什么要把那个角切掉呢？
Why did I cut off a corner of meat?
因为啊，以前啊，那个锅子比较小啊。
It's because in the past, the pots were always so small.
所以啊，那个角不切掉啊，那个肉放不进去啊。
So if I didn't trim it a bit, I wasn't able to fit the meat in.
所以啊，阿嬷做事是有原因的。
So grandma actually had a reason for doing that.
但是啊，妈妈做事就不知道为什么啦。
But mom didn't know why.
到最后啊，女儿问啊，才发现说，原来这是一种，原来是当时候的需要啊。
And it's only after the daughter asked that she realized it was a need of that time.
很多时候我们只是知其然而不知其所以然，就是我们不知道原因啊。
And so oftentimes we don't really understand the reason.
就像我们为什么要在真耶稣教会？
Like why are we in True Jesus Church?
为什么你信耶稣？
Why do you believe in Jesus?
为什么你们全家都来到教会里面？
Why is your whole family in church?
我们必须要找出答案来。
We have to find these answers.
才能够把这个答案传给我们的后代子孙。
So that we can pass on these answers to the next generation.
所以在这里说，我们所说的是我们的祖宗传给我们的。
And what we say is what has been passed on from our fathers.
而且是我们所听见并且所知道的。
And it is what we have heard and what we know.
所以我们今天的责任非常的重大。
So today our responsibility is great.
今天在座的每一个人都有这样的责任。
Each of us sitting here today has that responsibility.
如果今天你是第一代的信徒，
If you are first generation,
请把你信仰的体验跟经过完完整整的记录下来。
Please completely record all your experiences.
并且确定你能够分享告诉你的儿女。
And be sure that you are able to share it with your children.
如果你今天不是第一代的信徒，
If you are not a first generation believer,
你有责任去询问你的长辈，把当年信主的体验跟经过能够把它找出来。
You have the responsibility to find out all the experiences and miracles of the first generation.
并且能够告诉你的儿女。
And you have to be able to tell it to the second generation.
使得这个信仰的经历，这个信仰的经历能够一代一代的传承下去。
So that these experiences can be passed on from generation to
generation. 今天你付出努力。
Today you have exerted effort.
能够造就儿女将来的信仰。
And in order to save your salvation.
但是今天如果你的懒惰。
Of your children, but if you're lazy.
却可能夺去儿女对信仰上的认识。
If you're lazy, you can possibly ruin their chance, deprive your children of the chance.
所以我们今天的选择。
So our choice today
会直接影响到我们的后代子孙
directly affects the next generation.
所以在这里特别告诉我们啊。
So it tells us here.
他说啊，我们所知道、所听见的，都是我们祖宗告诉我们的。
What we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us.
我们来看提摩太后书的第一章。
Let's look at First Timothy, Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
Chapter one.
提摩太后书的第一章的第五节
Verse 5
第五节，想到你心里无伪的信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。在这里讲到一个工人，他的名字叫提摩太。
There was a worker named Timothy.
那这个提摩太是当代一个非常重要的工人。
He was a very important worker.
啊，也是保罗把工作交托给他，使他成为新一代信仰上的领袖。
Paul gave him this responsibility and brought him up.
那但是在这里，保罗特别讲到哦。
But here Paul especially said.
他说啊，保罗说你这个年轻人心中啊有无伪的信心。啊，有。Genuine faith,
oh, you have genuine faith.
啊，这个信心是从哪里来的？
And where does this genuine faith come
from? 他说，先在你的外祖母的罗以的身上。
It first was dwelt first in your grandmother Lois.
啊，然后是你的母亲有尼基。
And then your mother Eunice.
同时也是在你的身上啊。
I am persuaded is in you also.
他说，这就是信仰的一个传承。
So this is a generation.
从外祖母传给母亲，母亲再传到孩子的身上。
From the grandmother to the mother to the child.
而最后造就了当代一个伟大的工人。
And so in the end, it was able to bless and influence an important worker.
所以我们刚有说，今天你的选择。
So today you have a choice.
会影响后代子孙的信仰。
That choice greatly affects the next generation.
我们看回来诗篇的第78篇。
Let's return to Psalm 78.
诗篇78篇的第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节
Four.
这里说我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐藏，要将神的美德和他的能力并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。那在这里呢，圣经特别告诉我们呢、啊、
Here the Bible tells us.
他说、啊、我们不要将这些事情向子孙来隐瞒。
Do not hide these things from the children.
哎，你有时候会觉得很奇怪呀、啊，有什么好隐藏的
？You might think that's strange. What do I have to hide?
啊，我们把见证、把恩典、把神迹奇事跟儿女分享，这应该是很简单的事情啊。
It should be a very easy thing to share all these testimonies and wonders.
哎，但是很多时候我们会发现说，有时候我们会把一些事情向子女隐藏。
But we'll find that actually sometimes we hide these things from our children.
没有把神的作为、神的能力向子孙分享。
We have not shared these experiences in God's amazing power.
我们不要觉得很奇怪。
Don't think it's strange.
说不定在座我们有人就常常把这些事都隐藏起来。
Possibly some of us sitting here today have hidden these things.
为什么要隐藏？
Why do you hide it?
因为要避免跟儿女当中有 tension 有紧绷的关系呀、
啊。Because
because
you want to avoid having tension with your children.
啊，在今天的世代里面。
In today's generation.
在今天的世代里面、啊、是以儿女为家庭中心的世代。
It is a generation where the children are the focal point of the family.
因为儿女少。
Because they're filled with children.
所以每个都是宝贝。
So everyone is a treasure.
啊、跟以前比起来、啊、应该是差很多啊。
It's very different from the olden times.
以前、啊、随便都生五个、八个、十个的啊。
In the past, you would...You find 5, 8, 10 children.
哦，所以啊，孩子一多啊，随便生，随便长啊，就莫名其妙就长大了。
And so you would just have whatever children, and then they would all grow up.
哦、但是今天不一样啊，有的只有一个小孩、两个小孩啊，宝贝的不得了。
But today it's different. They often have one child or two children.
哦，所以很多时候我们发现啊，现在的家庭变成是儿女主导的家庭。
So we find that now it is where the child is the head of the family.
啊、小朋友说、啊、要来教会啊，全家就来了。
If the child says, I want to go to church, then the whole family
小朋友说、哦、今天不想来啊，全家都留在家里啊。
And if the child says, I don't want to go to church, then the whole family
全部都是以孩子为中心，以儿女为主导的性 的生活。
It is a lifestyle where the child is the focal point.
现在的父母现在很怕得罪孩子。
And nowadays, children are very afraid of wronging their
children. 怕孩子不高兴，怕孩子生气，怕孩子不理他。
They're afraid that the child will be angry or avoid them.
所以啊，今天的父母啊，很努力的要让孩子开心，要让孩子喜欢。
And so a lot of parents today spend a lot of effort in trying to please their children.
哦，所以哦，有时候我们看那个小孩啊，对父母亲都没有什么礼貌哦。
And so you find that a lot of children are not respectful.
哦，都直接叫名字啊。
They just say their name.
嘿，John啊。
Hey, John.
哦，过来。
Come here.
哇，这个哦，要是在华人的不知道，要是在我们家里，可能在我家可能就会很惨呐、啊。
Maybe in my family would have been
可能就会被我妈妈吊起来啊。
I probably would have been hung by my mother.
所以啊，我们今天有时候啊，太过重视孩子的感觉，我们非常在意孩子对我们的我们孩子对我们的反应啊。
We have overemphasized the reaction of our children.
啊，因此啊，我们不喜欢有任何的冲突。
And so we try to avoid any kind of conflict.
我们不要有任何的 tension， 不要有任何紧绷的关系。
We don't want any tension with our
children. 啊，所以到最后啊，常常把一些神的道理跟圣经的要求隐瞒了、啊、不讲了、啊、讲了就会起冲突啊。
And so we even hide or don't talk about anything that has to do with our experiences with God.
那有一天呢、啊，有一个妈妈来跟我来找我，很生气啊。
A mom one day came to me, very angry.
哇，很生气啊，说哇，我们教会这样不行啊。
She said, "Our church cannot go on like this."
我说怎么回事啊？你不要生气啊，什么事情啊
？I said, "What's wrong? Don't be angry."
她说啊，我们家的小孩想要去 Halloween 啊。
Our family's kid wants to attend Halloween.
可是啊，教会又说不可以。
But church said you can't.
哦，当然你让我很为难啊。那妈妈跟我讲说，妈妈指着我鼻子说，我让她很为难呐、啊。
You have made it very difficult for.
他说教会为什么要这样
？Why does the church have to?
啊，教会这样子让我们做父母的很难做啊。
It makes it very difficult for us parents.
我怎么跟我的小孩讲
？How do I say this to?
我小孩生气，小孩不高兴啊，我要怎么办
？My kid is upset. What do I do?
那时候我真的听了哈，觉得非常可怜呐、啊。
And sometimes
可怜又可悲啊。
I feel like it's very pitiful.
他说啊，我们作为一个父母亲的，在信仰上没有认识，在道理上没有了解，在神的话语上面没有办法坚持。
We As parents have a clear understanding of what we need to do.
我们怕孩子胜过怕神。
But we fear our kids more than we fear God.
啊，跟小孩讲，你不要生气，你不要生气。我去跟传道讲，教会在搞什么
？And so the parent goes and tells the kid not to be angry, and that she'll come and talk or rebuke the pastor.
我就跟那个妈妈讲啊。
And so I told that.
我跟那妈妈讲说啊，怎么做你自己决定啊。
You can do as you think best.
教会的道理、信仰的原则从来不改变。
But the church's principles will not change.
啊，你自己选择你要怎么做。
You can choose what you want
to do. 啊，但是你不要忘记啦。
But do not forget.
你的选择，你最后要去面对神啊。
Whatever choice you make, you will have to take an account.
你要面对的不是我。
And the person you have to face is not
me. 你要面对的不是教会。
It's not church.
所以你不用到教会来发脾气、大吵大闹，不需要。
So you don't need to come to church and bring your temper.
你爱怎么做你就怎么做。
You can do as you please.
但是不要忘了，在上有一个监察你的神啊。
But don't forget that there is a God above.
你的选择到最后，神要问你为什么。
Your choice will be, God will ask you about your choice at the end.
哦，所以我们今天呢，有时候啊，遇到的问题。不是教导儿女正确的方向，而是回到教会，希望教会改变信仰的原则。
And so sometimes we do not teach our children correctly, but rather we come back to church and we ask them to change their principles.
然后我们觉得啊，自己是开明的父母，我们非常爱我们的儿女。
And we feel like we are great, loving, open-minded parents.
错啦，你是一种无知啊。
You are wrong. You are rather foolish.
哎，很奇怪呀、啊！你孩子小孩子说他不要来宗教教育，你啊，好好，不爱来就不要来，不要生气，不想来就不要来啊。
And the child might be might throw a temper and say, "I don't want to go to church." And then you'll say, "That's fine. You don't have to go."
哎呀，那很奇怪呀、啊！你的小孩说他不要上学，你为什么还逼他去呢
？But that's strange. If your child says, "I don't want to go to school," you still tell him to go.
所以讲来讲去啊，讲实话，真实的自我是什么？
So you may talk around in circles, but at the end, what is the truth?
最真实的就是，其实你不太重视教会，你不太重视信仰，你不太重视宗教教育啊，就是这样子而已啊。
The truth is that you do not place any importance on God or church or religious education.
不要自己骗来骗去啊。
Don't deceive yourself.
不要骗说，哎呀，其实我是尊重我孩子的意思啦。
Don't deceive yourself saying I am respecting my
child's decision. 不要自我欺骗说，其实我是一个很开明的父母啊。
Don't deceive yourself thinking you're a very open-minded parent.
你的小孩说他不想上学，你为什么把他逼去了
？If your child doesn't want to go to school, why do you still push him to go?
因为你知道那个很重要啊。
Because you know it's important.
你知道学校成绩很重要啊。
You know that grades are important.
你知道他要去上好的小学、好的幼稚园、好的小学、好的初中、好的高中、好的大学，以后才有好的工作啊，不是吗
？You know that if you go to a good elementary school, middle school, high school, college, then they'll have a good job.
哦，所以啊，小孩说不要去上学，这个没得商量啊，逼也要逼，绑也要把你绑去学校啊。
You have no room for negotiation with your child on going to school.
哎，但是一到教会就不一样啦。
But when it comes to church, you have a different.
一到教会啊，突然变成啊，又温柔又善良又明理啊，又让学生又尊重孩子啊。
Suddenly you become this very understanding, open-minded, kind, gentle parent.
啊，你不想去啊，不想去就不要去，妈妈尊重你啊。
If you don't want to go, that's fine. You don't have to go. I I respect you.
只是因为什么？因为你不尊重神而已啊。
But why is it? It's because you don't actually respect God.
然后所以到最后啊，选择你自己做啊，不要聚会完之后不要来找我吵架哦。
And so, it's your own choice. Don't come and pick a fight with me after.
我对你怎么做没有意见，你爱怎么做你怎么做，你随便你随便你。
I won't judge you for what you do.
这是你的选择啊。
It's your choice.
但是你不要忘记啊。
But don't forget.
你的选择不只是影响你自己而已。
This choice doesn't just affect you.
你的选择会影响你儿女、你的后代的子子孙孙啊。
This choice will affect your children and their generations.
所以在这里告诉我们说不隐藏啊。
So here it says, do not hide.
而在很多时候你不要害怕把正确的事情讲出来。
Do not be afraid to speak the truth.
因为这个才叫做真正的爱孩子。
Because that is true love.
你把神的道理讲给他听。
If you speak the true words of God.
使他懂得道理知道对错。
So that he can discern right from wrong.
因为他懂得对错他能够按照圣经来过日子。
Then he can live his life according to the Bible.
使他人生的每一步都有神的恩典跟慈爱伴随在他的生命里面。
And every step of his life can be followed by grace and love of God.
什么叫做真正爱孩子？
What is true loving?
把他带到神的身边，这才叫真正的爱孩子啊。
Bringing them to the side of God, that is true love.
所以这个是我们必须，这是我们父母亲的责任。
This is the responsibility of us as parents.
我还记得我的小孩还小的时候哦。
I still remember when my kid was small.
有一天啊，他从学校回来哦。
He came back from.
回来跟我们讲说啊，妈那个跟我们讲说他们学校有一个表演，一个表演哦。
School and said there was a performance at school.
那什么表演呢 ？Winter festival 啊，就是什么那个圣诞节的特别表演啊。
He said it's a winter festival, a special Christmas presentation.
结果啊，他说啊，他们大家都练习了很久啊，要学校有一个舞台啊，让他们大家上去跳这个 Christmas 啊，跳这个圣诞节的特别表演啊。
And he said that they practiced for a long time and they danced around on the stage.
那我女儿很喜欢表演。他表演欲望非常强啊。
And my daughter actually has a great desire to perform.
同时啊，她还告诉我们她练习得很辛苦啊，练习很久哦。
And she said that she practiced for a long time.
这个时候啊，我就看看我太太啊。
At this time, I looked at my wife.
我想说啊，我们到底要怎么处理这件事情啊
？And I thought, how should we deal with this matter?
那讲实话啊，有时候啊，在讲台上讲别人的孩子哦，都很容易啊。
Sometimes on the pulpit, it's easy to talk about other people's kids.
真正遇到的时候啊，心里啊压力啊，心里就会有。比较大的压力哦。
But when it comes to you, when it happens to you, then you have a lot of pressure.
尤其是啊，我们家女儿是我的心肝宝贝啊。
Especially because my daughter is the treasure of my heart.
所以啊，我真的非常非常爱她。
And I really love her.
但是同时间，我又知道我们必须要教她。
But at the same time, I knew that we had to tell her.
当然，我也可以自我欺骗啊。
I can also deceive myself.
那个没有什么啦，小孩子玩玩有什么关系？
Those are just children playing. It doesn't really matter.
那学校讲是 Winter Festival， 他又没有讲 Christmas.
They even called it a Winter Festival, not a Christmas.
其实啊，你自己心知肚明那个是什么啊？
But you know in your heart what it is.
所以我们可以找一个理由啊，遮住自己的双眼，当作没有这件事情啊。
So we could find excuses and hide our eyes from that.
但是啊，心里知道啊，不应该是这样的。
But you know in your heart that it shouldn't be this way.
所以啊，我就跟我的女儿说啊。
So I told my daughter.
我说啊 ，baby 过来哈，来坐下来，坐下来，爸爸需要跟你谈一谈哦。
Come here, I need to talk to you.
哇，就过来坐在我旁边啊。
And so she came and sat by my side.
我在想，我要怎么跟她说呢
？And I thought, how should I explain this?
我就跟她说啊 ，baby， 你知道哈，你知道我们教会是不过圣诞节的哈。
You know that our church doesn't celebrate Christmas.
她就这样看着我，她就知道我要讲什么了。
And she looked at me and she knew what I was going to say.
她说，你知道，我们不过圣诞节，主耶稣不喜欢，对不对啊？
And you know that Jesus doesn't like it when we celebrate Christmas, right?
他就瞪着我啊。
And then she stared at me.
他瞪着我，然后想了一想，然后就很勉强的点点头，点点头。
And then, after a long while, she very forcefully nodded her head.
所以我就跟他说啊，既然我们不过圣诞节啊，你这个表演啊，这个可能对我们不是很好吧。
Since we don't celebrate Christmas, then participating in this performance is probably not very good.
又这样看着我看很久。
And then she looked at me.
咬着牙这样点点头。
And then she grit her teeth and then nodded.
那我就跟她讲说，那爸爸不想你参加可以吗？
And then I said, your daddy doesn't want you to attend the celebration. Is that okay?
哇，她看着我都快哭了，你知道。
And then when she was looking at me, it was like she was going to cry.
我快哭了。
I was going to cry.
你看她那个表情啊，那个很挣扎的表情啊，心里很难受啊。
Because seeing her very anxious, anxiousness made me very sad.
啊，但是啊，我就跟她说啊，这个不是我们应该参加的活动。
But I told her this isn't something we should participate in.
她说可不可以
？Is it okay?
她说好。
And she said okay.
我说那我跟老师讲。
And I said okay.
她说她自己跟老师讲就好了。
And she said I'll tell the teacher myself.
啊，但是啊，那一天哈，我们还是让她去学校。
But that day, I still let her go to school.
其实那一天父母亲也可以去的。
Actually, that day, parents were invited.
可是那一天，我跟我太太就决定我们两个不去。
But I decided that my wife and I wouldn't go.
她去学校。
She would go to school.
她就一个人坐在那个就是坐在椅子上面看她的同学表演。
She would sit by herself and watch her classmates perform.
其实我们可以在那里陪她安慰她。
Actually, we could sit there by her side and comfort her.
可是最后我们决定不去。
But we decided not to go.
我们希望我们的孩子从小就知道坚持对的事是一种痛苦。
Because we wanted her to know that persisting in doing what was right, it can be suffering.
所以我们让她自己去学校。
So we let her go by herself.
啊，但是啊，我们很早很早就到学校外面去等她。
But actually, we got to school really early waiting for her.
哦，啊，就从她学校出来以后啊，我就问她说 ,Baby, 你今天好吗？
And then after she came out, we said, are you okay?
她说 OK 啊。
She said, I'm okay.
她说你今天都做什么？
Then I said, what did you do today?
她说我就是坐在椅子上啊，看他们啊。
And she said, I sat on the chair and I watched them.
她说你一个人啊。
And then I said, you were by yourself.
她说没有啊，老师坐在我旁边陪我啊。
She said, no, my teacher was by my side.
她说那你有没有很难过？
And I said, were you very sad?
她就耸耸肩说还好啊。
She said, I was okay.
我说好好孩子，走，我们去吃冰啊。
And I said, oh, good job. Then let's go and eat some ice cream.
就这样一次。
It was only once.
以后啊，再也没有这个问题啦。
And never again was there a problem.
因为她都直接跟老师讲说，这个我们不参加。
Because she would just tell the teacher herself, we don't really participate.
遇到那个 Halloween 还会跟老师讲，这个是鬼的节目，这是 Satan 的 holiday， 我们不参加的。
And when it came to Halloween, she would tell them this is a satanic holiday.
所以啊，从小把这个规矩建立好，长大就没有什么压力啦。
So if you build up this knowledge and these characters, then in the future they won't have any problem.
啊，但是最怕的是什么？
But what is the most?
你小时候不敢讲。
It's most troublesome if when
you
were young.
你怕他不高兴，你不敢讲，你隐藏。
If when they were young, you were afraid of them being scared, so.
结果他从小什么都参加。
So starting from when they were young, they attended everything.
哎，到有一天到高中，你突然说，哎，爸爸要教你哦，这个我们不参加这种活动，来不及啦，来不及啦。
But suddenly, if you want to say in high, when they're in high school, oh, we don't, we suddenly put step down your foot and say we don't celebrate this. It's too late.
哦，所以在这里讲说，我们不向子孙隐瞒呐。
So here it says we do not hide from our children.
那所以我们也是啊，今天啊，求主耶稣让我们勇敢一点。
So we also ask God to give us a little more courage today.
不要害怕，不要紧张。
Do not be afraid and do not
be anxious. 靠着主耶稣的帮助，把正确的道理从小教导我们的儿女。
With Jesus' help, we can teach them in the correct way to go.
在他们成长的过程当中，你的烦恼就会越来越少。
When they are young, so that during their process of growing up, your worries will be less.
因为他们的身上会有主耶稣的目光，会有主耶稣的恩典。
Because on their lives there will be the light of and shine the light of God.
我们看回来诗篇的第七十八篇啊。
Let's look back at Psalm 78.
诗篇的第七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
第四节第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
四节第五节。啊，在这里讲说，将神的美德、能力并奇妙的作为述说给后代听。第五节，他说他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。啊，在这里讲到两件事情。
It talks about two things.
你到底要传什么给你的儿女？
What do you want to pass on to your children?
你到底要如何教导你的子孙？
How do you teach your children?
那这里讲说神的美德、能力跟奇妙的作为。
It talks about his praises and works and his wonderful strength.
啊，这个啊，这个是比较简单呐。
It's simple.
哇，跟儿女分享神的恩典，见证神迹奇事各样的美好，这个比较简单啊。
It's very easy to share God's grace and mercy and miracles and blessings.
那讲见证，你会我也会，你爱我也爱啊。
To talk about blessings is very easy and it's easy to share about this life.
你看有时候就是这样啊，聚会的时候啊，大家精神都不好，一讲到见证眼睛都亮啦。
Whenever we talk about testimony, everybody's eyes goes bright.
啊，每次啊，传道一讲在非洲，哇，大家都醒过来啦。
Whenever the pastor starts off with in Africa, everybody starts.
那但是第五节这里告诉我们啊，
but in verse 5 it
says, 他说讲什么？他讲他所立的法度律法是要传给子孙的。
He also appointed a law that they and that should be known to their children.
所以啊，不要只是讲见证、讲神迹、讲这些好的。
So you don't only just share the testimonies, the miracles, and all the goodness.
也要把神的法度律例典章也要传给儿女啊。
You also have to pass on His word and His commands and laws.
法律这些律例典章它是严厉的。
And
它是各种规矩哈，是比较 stern, 比较 harsh.
There are a lot of harsh regulations.
所以啊，今天不要只是讲一些大家喜欢听的。
So you don't just say what everybody likes to hear.
就像做传道的，我们站在讲台上面。
Just like pastors stand here on the pulpit.
其实我在讲台上也可以讲你们都喜欢听的啊。
I can just say whatever you want to hear.
信耶稣，恩典、福气、平安、喜乐啊，你快乐，我高兴，大家能够大家聚会结束之后，大家都开开心心回家嘛。
I can just say, believe in Jesus, you believe in Jesus, you'll be saved, there will be blessings and everything will be good.
这个很简单啊。
You'll be happy, I'll be happy.
做这种传道啊，你听得开心，我做得容易啊。
If you are very happy listening to that, I will also be very pleased with my job.
但是不可以啊，因为我们还有责任把神的律例典章也讲出来啊。
But we can't just do that because we have a responsibility to share God's commands.
我们要把各样的警告告诉我们的信徒。
We have to tell our members all the warnings as well.
奉献十一捐，不奉献是夺取神的物。
Tithing 10% is a necessity.
当守安息日，守为圣日，这是耶稣基督的要，这是主耶稣的要求。
Observing the Sabbath is God's command.
生活要改变，要重视信仰。
You have to change your life, and you have to really place emphasis on
faith. 有时候啊，讲到这一些啊，大家心里就听了以后啊，又骂我，传道每次都骂我。
And so sometimes we hear it, and we feel like the pastor is just non-stop rebuking me.
没有啦，传道没有骂你啦。
And it's not true. I'm not.
如果你听了觉得传道在骂你，感谢主啊，主耶稣在感动你啊。
If you hear it and you feel like you are being scolded, then thank God that God is moving in you.
所以作为一个传道者。
So as a pastor,
我们在讲台上有责任要讲律例典章。
We have an obligation to share God's commands.
当然我们也会分享神的奇妙作为。
And we will also share His testimonies and wonders.
作为一个父母亲也是一样。
As a parent, it is the same.
不要只讲那个容易的、喜欢的、好听的。
We do not only share what's easy to share and what's nice to hear.
更要把圣经的规矩、要求、律例、典章也传给我们的儿女。
We also pass on the requirements and the commands of God.
因为当我们的儿女生命当中有神的作为。
Because when there are the works of God in your
life. 当我们的儿女明白圣经上的教导。
And when they know what the Bible teaches us.
当我们的儿女听见家中的见证。
And when they hear the testimonies.
当我们的儿女走在信仰的路上。
And when they walk on the right path.
说啊，他们就不会忘记神的命令。
They will not forget God's commands.
并且在生活当中有神时常的看顾。
And they will have God's abidance with them always.
在他们逐渐成长的过程当中。
So slowly in their path of growing up.
你就可以在他们的身上看到神的神迹。
You will be able to see God's miracles.
作为一个父母亲，你就没有什么好忧虑的。
And then as a parent, you have nothing to worry about.
今天有时候我们父母亲做的忧虑很多啊。
Sometimes as parents we have so many worries.
我们担心很多，想很多，为他的未来担心很多。
We worry about their future a lot.
但是如果我们今天能够真正把儿女交在神的手中。
But today if we can really place our children in the hands
of God. 不但让他们认识到神的能力。
And we allow them to really understand His power.
更能够教导他们神的法度典章。
And teach them His law and ways.
使我们的儿女能够在主里渐渐长大。
And allow them to grow up slowly in church.
如果他是在主里长大的。
If they grow in the Lord,
你真的没有什么好担心的。
Then you have nothing to worry about.
因为他不管到哪里。
Because no matter where he goes,
在家里。
At home,
或者有一天长大了到外地去读书。
Or in the future when they go abroad to study,
你都不用担心啊。
You don't need to worry.
虽然你到不了，你跟不到他的身边。
Even though you cannot chase up after their side.
但是你知道神常伴随他的脚步。
But you know that God follows his footsteps.
所以这就是成功的父母亲。
Or abides with him. And you know that is a successful parent.
这也是成功的宗教教育。
And that is a successful religious education.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们每一位父母。
So may God help each of us parents.
能够 够完完整整的把儿女在主里长大。
To be able to completely bring up our children in the Lord.
啊，使他的生命当中常常有耶稣基督的作为跟恩典。
And allow their lives to often have God's work.
也求主耶稣能够让我们有好的宗教教育。
And may God also give us a good religious education.
我们在接下来的五年、十年、二十年，就能看到教会有满满的工人兴旺的福音。
So that 5 or 10 years down the line, we can see that the church is full of workers, full of faith.
我们求主耶稣祝福我们大家。
May God bless us all.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
177首。
177.
时刻依靠神灵，他能助你大意，恳求恩主常帮助安慰引导并保护，他必乐意扶持你。时刻紧紧求主，顺从他管教，你若顺服真神，魔鬼便逃跑。依靠神灵能力，不良嗜好全跑。想标杆，依靠神啊，神你必得神带花冠，恳求恩主常帮助，安慰引导并保护，他必乐意扶持你，使你脚步稳固。
啊，我们现在一起来祷告。我们特别为下个月的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us pray for next month's spiritual convocation.
啊，求主耶稣能够让我们在灵恩布道会当中能够重新得力。
May God give us renewed strength during it.
啊，更把握这个好的机会，能够将神的恩典、奇妙作为跟更多的人一起来分享。
And allow us to grasp hold of the opportunity to share God's wonderful works.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all pray together.